Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Avodas Kechavim, the laws of idolatry, the chukas, and the laws of those who serve it, in the Sefer Ma'ada, Book of Knowledge. Which in this Perek, we finish off the discussion of the primary principles of Avodah Zarah, specifically regarding the different ways of idolatry and the making of the forms of idolatry. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the way of worshipping this specific Avodah Zarah. So Kol Eved Kechavim, whoever serves the stars, the planets, which is the general name given for idolatry, Biritzoinoi, willingly, and Bezodin, deliberately, which willingly comes to exclude if he was forced, and deliberately comes to exclude if he made a mistake, Chayiv Karas, liable for Karas, being cut off his life at a young age, Vimhoyisham Eidim Asar, now if there was witnesses and a warning, Niskol, he gets stoned in courts. Vimavid Bishkok, if he did it by mistake, maybe Chatas Kavui brings a fixed carbon Chatas that the Torah mentions regarding a sin offering. Halacha base. Avoidis Har Bokovu Eved Kechavim. There were many services that the idolaters had fixed. L'chol tzel matzel, every type of idol. L'chol tzura b'tzura, every type of image. The service of this one is not like the service of this one. For example, the avodah zarah called pa'ar, which the name it gets, Shabbatasa, is shepoyer od matanloi. Actually, a person will leave himself. He goes to the bathroom by the idol. Umar kulis, Shabbatasa is sheyizrik lo avonim, that he throws on its stones. Or he clears away the stones from the front of it. And there's many services like these that they institute of all these different types of idols. Therefore, but if let's say someone leaves himself not to pa'ur, but markoilus, let's say, or he throws the stone to pa'ur, it's pot, he's going to be exempt, because that's not the way you serve it. Actually, you have it, but that's until you serve it the way it's normally served. Shalom, like it says the pasuk in the bottom. You're going to say, how do these Gentiles serve their gods? I'm going to do the same thing, which is specifically how they do it. Because of this idea, the courts, the Jewish courts, have to be laid, they have to know Darchei Avodah, the way of how it's served, because you cannot stone someone who worships idols until you know that this is the way it's normally served. The prohibition regarding these types of services and these services and similar, who was written in Pasuk in Shemais and Devarim, and don't serve them. Now, there are, however, an exception of the four types of services. But Medvarim, when we say that the one who serves is not going to be liable until he does the way that Avodah Zarah specifically served, is Beshar Avodis. All other types of services, chutz, except for the Mishtach of a bowing, Bezeveach, slaughtering, Umakter, and burning, sacrificing, Umanasach, and pouring libations. Aval Oivid Ba'achas Ma'arba Avodis Elu. But if someone serves in one of these four ways, Le'echad Mekol Min Avodis, come to any one of the types of the idols, Chayiv is going to be liable, even though that's not the way that this Avodah Zarah is served. Kitzur haso. Harisha nisach lepar. Someone does a libation to par, which is not served like that. They go to the bathroom over there. Oisha zavach makulis, or he slaughters for the Avodah Zarah makulis. Chayiv is going to be liable, Shemek says a pasuk in Shemais. Zaveach lo lehim, whoever slaughters to a deity, to Avodah Zarah, Yochrum will be killed. Bilti l'Hashem levad, because it's only for Hashem himself that it should be done for. Now, Zvecha Bechla Avodah Haisa. Now, that's interesting, this pasuk, because slaughtering was included in the prohibition of serving, like it says, Ve'yelech Ve'yavid Elohim Achayim, it's included in serving of the Avodah Zarah. So, Balaam Yatz says, why was this singled out? Loim Lecha, to tell you the following principle. Ma Zvecha Miyuchad, is just like slaughtering is distinct, Sho'evdim Bal Hashem, that's what we use. It's one of the Avodahs that we do, the four Avodahs in the base of Migdash to serve Hashem, is the first one is slaughtering the animal. And that's a liability of whoever slaughters it for another deity, for an Avodah Zarah. And skila leha, he gets stoned for it. So, and that's whether it's the way it's served, like we said, is for slaughtering or not slaughtering. That teaches us that also anything that's distinct for Hashem, that's done in the Beis HaMikdash, if avod ba le'el acher, we do the same thing for a different to a different deity. Bein shachaisa derech avodas v'kach, bein shachaisa v'kach, whether that was the way it's served or it's not. Chayiv alei, you can be liable in it. L'kach, that's why it says a pasuk in Shemais, that you have to specifically include also le'ishtach avod le'el acher, not to bow down to any other avodah zarah, because that's not one of the three avodahs that are done in the proper base of Mikdash itself, in the regular avodah. L'chayiv alei shtach avod, to say, yeah, you can be liable for bowing down, and no matter what the Avodah Zarah is, afila in derech avodas v'kach, even that's not the way that it's normally served, but v'huadin l'makati manasak, but the same thing, of course, would apply, not just to slaughtering, but also to burning, which is sacrificing, and doing libations, because those are the avoidas that we do in the Beis HaMikdash. And v'zoyrikum nasich echadhu, and spraying and pouring is all the same thing. That would also be included no matter what type of avodah it is. So, halacha dal, the Rambam gives an example. So, safas letzaya, if let's say he pours excrement on the avodah zarah, or shenisach la'avet shalom l'regayim, or he pours a urinal of urine on it, chayiv is going to be liable because that's like spraying, which, like we said, you're going to be liable even if it's not the way it's normally served. Shachla chagav, now, however, if he slaughters a grasshopper, then part is going to be exempt because there is no slaughtering for chagavim, and it's not even considered as zvicha. Elimkin ha'isavadas b'kacha, unless, of course, if that's the way it's normally served, then you'd be liable. So to be slaughtered for it, an animal that's missing a limb, pata that's exempt because again that's not considered ever for non-Jews as a zvicha. But that's again, unless if that was the way it's normally served. Now avodah zarah she'ovdim oisim b'makom. Interesting. Let's say there's an idol that is served with a stick. You do some type of a ceremony with a stick. So shaver makal b'fanel. If you break the stick in front of the avodah zarah, chayiv can be liable because breaking a stick in front of it is like slaughtering, which also has breaking. So, and v'neseres, which either would mean that the stick becomes prohibited because it's part of the sacrificial ceremony, which makes it forbidden, but really the word neseres itself sounds like it's going to the avodah zarah, meaning the avodah zarah of a Jew does not become forbidden by non until it's actually served, and here you just served it, so it becomes prohibited. Zark makal b'fanel, if you throw the stick in front of the avodah zarah, so chayiv can be liable, because of zrika, like we said, is chayiv avodah zarah, but ve'ena neseres, but the avodah zarah and its sacrifice will not become forbidden by anah, because that's only if you do some type of avodah that is similarly done in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, spraying the stick is not the same as spraying blood, as Ram explains. Kasha'in zrika zamakal kein zrika zadam. Throwing a stick is not the same as throwing blood. Sharei makal kameshu, because when you throw the stick, it remains as it is, incomplete and intact. But v'adam espas, the blood scatters as it's sprayed. And therefore that's a fundamental difference, and therefore that's not considered as zrika to be chayv. Hamakabel, meaning at least not to make it into that it was served in that way. Yeah, one's going to be chayv for doing avodah zarah, but it's not going to make it into the takrevis, and as if it was served into avodah zarah. Hamakabel of echad mekomini avodah zarah belaha. If someone accepts upon himself any one of the avodah zarahs as a deity, as a god, chayv skila, he's liable for being stoned to death. And vafilah, and that's a pre-existing avodah zarah. Now vafilah be levain of amala, even if he lifts up just a random brick, which was not an avodah zarah, and he says to it, Eliyata, you're my god, v'chein kol k'yitzah b'dibazeh, or anything similar to that, such type of warnings, chayiv is going to be liable. Vafilah chosah by b'tech li'idib v'aman, even if he retracts with the amount of time it takes to say, greeting upon you, my teacher, v'aman, he says, ein ze eli, it's not my god, in chazras ha'klum, his retraction is nothing, like we said regarding the halacha magadiv, el niskel, rather he gets stoned. Halacha hey. If someone worships idolatry in its normal way, even if he's doing it in a disgraceful way, chayiv is going to be liable. How so? If someone relieves himself on this avodah zarah to degrade it, he wants to shame it by having his feces all over it. But that's the way it's worshipped. Or he's throwing rocks on this markolis to smash it, to degrade it. But since that's the way it's normally served, chayiv is going to be liable. Or maybe carbon ashagagasa. Yeah, he might be in error. So he'll bring a carbon, but he's liable for a carbon for doing avodah zarah. Now, halacha vav, what happens if someone worships the idol out of love or fear? So how even avodah kachav mehava, if someone serves the idol out of love, kugain, for example, what does that mean? Shechashek betzurizu, he just desires this image. Because the work of this was just so beautiful that he wants to worship it. Or because he's serving it because he's afraid of it. Maybe it's going to harm him. Like those who worship the idolatry, they imagine Shemitiva Maria that it could do good to a person or do bad to it. So he's just so afraid, so he serves it. So if he accepts it upon himself, like as if it's a god, Sechayv is going to be liable for being stoned. But if he serves any one of its services, or one of the generic four types of services that we mentioned, in this tense sense of just because he loves it or because he's afraid of him and not because as if it's a god, then Pata is going to be exempt. Now, some other additional actions that are connected to idolatry is hamagafif avodas gacham. If someone hugs the avodas zar, or menashe glory kisses it, or mechabit, or he sweeps, or merabes lebanel, or he sprinkles, he settles the dust in front of it. Or vamalchis lo, or he washes it, or vasoch, or he smears it. Vamalbash maman lo, he clothes it, or he puts on the shoes. Cholku yitzu bedibri kavod elo, or any something similar like these types of honorable actions. Even belays to say violates a negative prohibition. Shem like says in the pasuk in Shemayis, but oisa of them and don't serve it. And these things are included in serving. Even so, it doesn't get lashes for any one of these things. Because it's not explicit in the Torah. But of course, if its service was in one of these specific ways, then he did it to serve it, then he would be liable. Talking about doing things not deliberately, or even to the opposite intention. Let's say he has a thorn in his foot, and he just happens to be in front of an idol. Lo yashoich v'itlan, he shouldn't bend down and take it out. It just looks like, gives the appearance as if he's bowing down to it. Let's say his wallet fell out and his coins scattered in front of that idol. Lo yashoich v'itlan, he shouldn't bend down and take it. It looks like he's bowing down to the Baidazar. They should sit down and then take it. Again, not to give that appearance. Halachaches. They would have these figurines, these figures that are spouting water out of their mouth. In front of the idol. They should not put his mouth on its mouth and drink. It looks like he's kissing to the idol. And again, we don't want to give off that appearance. Halacha test continues regarding the formation of the Avodah Zarah. If someone makes an Avodah Zarah, an idol for himself, even though he didn't make it with his own hands, he didn't even serve it, but he had someone else fashioned for him. Like he gets lashed, like says in the pasuk, loisas luchapes luchotemuna. Don't make for you an idol and any image. Now, if he makes it with his own hands, but for others, even if he makes it for an idol worshiper, like he gets lashes. Shlomo says the pasuk Yikra, for the himasich loisas luchem, and a molten deity you shouldn't make for you, which you can't explain it simply like it means for you, because we already have loyilcha lehim acherim, whether you make it or someone else made it. So obviously, it's coming to teach that you shouldn't even make it for others. If someone makes the idol with his own hands for himself, well then like Hashem, then he gets two sets of lashes for these two Isurim, like we mentioned, one having it made for himself and one even making for others. Halachid continues regarding even making images just for decorative purposes. Halachid also lasses tzudas l'noy. Now I'll make these figures of man, as we'll say shortly, l'noy even for decorations. Even though it's not even avodazar, Shemekah says the pasuk in Shemais, "Leisasun iti lehi chesav lehizav." Don't make with me these golden and silver idols. Claim, in other words, tzura shel chesav lehizav, forms of gold and silver, shein mel noy, which is only for decorative purposes, and you can't even make those figures. Kedesh leyitu behnat toimim, so that the mistaken ones don't get misled. V'yidam hashem avodazar, and they're going to imagine that it's for idolatry. Now, the prohibition of making a figure for decoration is only prohibited el tzuras adam levad, only the figure of man. Lefikach, therefore, ein mitzayrin, you cannot make a figure of a person, lebe'eitz, not with wood, lebe'sid, not with cement, lebe'eben, not with stone, tzuras adam, if it's the form of man. B'vahu, that's only a problem, shetia tzura be'letas, if the figure is protruding. Could go in, for example, a tzir, the images of Akir, and the sculptures that are shabatraklin, that are in the holes, and similar types. And in Vimtar, and if you make such a figure, like it gets lashes. But if the figure was submerged, or it's just flat, not three-dimensional, it's just a figure from painting, like the figures that are on the boards of Atavlius and the tablets, the figures that are embroidered in the weaving, those are all permitted. Halachid Aleph, Tabas, Sheyeshala Chaisim. If you have a ring that has on it a signet, a seal, which is the form of a man, so it depends. If the figure was protruding, so one is not allowed to put it on his finger because of suspicion, because it looks like an idol. But like we said, it has that figure that we said you're not allowed to make. But to the contrary, you're actually allowed to use it as a seal, because when the figure is protruding, it's actually going to make that what it's making in the tablet is actually going to make it submerged, and submerged, like we said, is permitted. Now, the other way around, if the the figure on the ring was submerged, mutl nechilata paron, because not protruding, but vaslachma, you cannot seal with it, because what you're sealing it with, it's going to make the figure protruding, because that's what happens when you have it submerged and you stick it into that tablet, it's going to make it like it's sticking out. So that would be problematic. So they're inversely related. It's also forbidden to make the figure of the form of the sun and the moon, kechavim and the stars, mazals, the constellations, malachim and malachim. Shem like says, leisasin iti. Don't make with me, like the pasuk mentioned before, which means leisasu kedmush shamoshem meshamshim lefonai b'morim. Don't make like the figure of those who serve me in front of me in the heights. That's leisasin iti. Don't make those that are with me. And that's problematic even on a board, even when it's not three dimensional. Tzuras ha-behemis, the figures of animals, Ashor Nefeshchai, and other living creatures, chutz min adam, except for mankind, the tzures, huilanes, and the forms of trees, the shom, and herbage, okay, and similar types of things, mutulot sa'ais, and that you're allowed to go ahead and make figures of, and that's permitted even if the figure is protruding.